The plan that passed the legislature with only Democratic votes would let people sue for punitive damages if they think they've been victims of workplace discrimination. That's above and beyond the back pay and attorney's fees people can recover under current law if they prove their cases. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Pedro Colon says sometimes punishment is the only way to stop workplace discrimination.
Most employers do the right thing. Most employers actually abide by the law. But there is always one. There is always one that doesn't abide by the rules, that punishes employees for nothing else than their gender, their race, their ethnicity.
Businesses with 500 or more workers could be on the hook for up to $300,000 in damages if they're found guilty of discriminating. Those with between 15 and 100 employees could have to pay up to $50,000. Republicans called the plan a job killer that rewards trial attorneys. Nina Republican Dean Coffert, who runs a trophy shop in his district, told Democrats they have no idea what goes into running a small business.
This is going way over the top. And at the end of the day, there's going to be prices to pay because businesses are going to vote with their shoes. And they're going to move or they're going to close their small businesses.
The smallest businesses, those with 15 or fewer employees, would be exempt. The caps in this plan are similar to those already on the books if someone sues their employer in federal court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.